Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hola, muchachos. I am Brad Westmar. This is the Brad Westmar Show. Happy to be with you again this evening. Thanks for joining us. I really am happy to be back on the air and happy to have all the old listeners and all the new listeners, and everybody's kind of coming together. We've got a carryover from the old show, only we call him now Jared Afkar instead of that old name.
Yes.
And yes. How do you feel about the new name? Are you starting to get used to it now?
I think it's kind of getting there. There's a lot to get used to, though, I might point out.
Like?
Like, you know, we don't get to babble quite as much as we used to.
No, you know, and let's just be honest. That's the number one point.
I mean,
it's very, very tough. I mean, after last week's show, it's like, damn it. I mean, it's like an hour is just not enough.
It reminds me a little bit of, like, has anyone said something really crappy to you? And then you think about it and obsess over it, and then you think of the perfect zinger like 2 days later.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's kind of, as soon as the show ends,
yeah,
all these thoughts kind of come rushing in, and you think, oh, I should have said this, or we should have gone here, or...
Yeah, you're... I mean,
I think that way.
No, I know what you're saying, and I kind of agree. I mean, overall, it's been tough to adjust to this new format, but one of the reasons why we did it, if I haven't mentioned it before on the air, is, you know, we just felt that the commitment level for a three-hour show, regardless of whether it was on the internet streaming live or whether it was in a podcast, was just too much, and it really felt like that's what happened towards the end of the old show, was that people just... Even though we really did our best to entertain for 3 hours, and I tell my story for, you know, stories here and there, it left us a lot of time to kind of shoot the bull, but people aren't going to want to listen to me shoot the bull all the time. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
It's more concentrated. This is like the powdered version of Gatorade, right?
We are the powdered version of Gatorade.
We just add water if you want. If you want it to seem like 3 hours, pause it after every minute and let it sit there for 2 minutes and then start up again.
It's a very good point.
You could do that. This is the hyper-distilled, super-concentrated version.
I cannot disagree with you at all. It's great to have the anvil here.
We're about to launch an anvil.
Or Jared Afkar.
He's dynamic, young, he's opinionated, and he's very, very sensitive.
And don't forget Batman in the Batcave.
I love this job more than I love taffy.
And my name is Brad.
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
Kind of throw that in there at the end, too.
Oh.
Here we are. By the way, check us out on Twitter at Brad Westmar or at Jackalope Radio, Facebook.com/Brad Westmar Show or Facebook.com/Jackalope Radio. You can email us anytime at BradWestmarShow@gmail.com or JackalopeRadio@AOL.com or on the forums. You can check us out, too. A little message board there at JackalopeRadio.com. And don't forget the new thing we mentioned last week for the first time, the phone number. You can call us, although we are on Memorex right now. Call us, leave us a voicemail related to the show or questions or whatever it might be. 310-928-7857. Again, that's 310-928-7857. We would love to hear from you.
He really means that, folks.
I
love.
Really, really do. It's a 110% chance that I love every one of our listeners tonight.
He will put your call under his pillow and snuggle with it.
Exactly. And hopefully the Tooth Fairy will bring me some money because I could sure use it. Yes. You know, speaking of Jackalope Radio, there are a lot of great shows on here. And I want to mention a couple of things. First of all, if you didn't know this, because I have not mentioned this before on the show, and it's really unfair of me. Our presidente here at Jackalope Radio, Todd Sheets, has the mothership show on this station. Okay, and if you haven't heard of it before, the Night Watch show, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock right here on Jackalope Radio, is our very own president, Todd Sheets' show. Fascinating show. Lots of things that happen on it, from the paranormal to horror films, which is one of Todd's specialties, and just a ton of great stuff. He's had a great, always has a great guest on.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the past he's had Elvira on before, and I'm not talking about the Oak Ridge Boys, Elvira. I'm talking about the hot one. And
right.
He said Sid Haig on and a ton of other, you know, famous people. So kudos to him. Check that show out sometime on Tuesday nights. Or, of course, you can always download it in the archives. And also another show I wanted to mention, and I keep telling them I'm going to mention them, and I keep forgetting or not getting it in. And I'm trying really hard. You know, I always, even on the three-hour show, I struggled really hard to fit it all in. But
that's what she said.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great show that I want to mention. We just talked a little bit now about how I don't get to babble as much as I used to. I don't tell as many stories, although I do have a lot of stories that I would like to tell.
Just wait till you have grandkids.
Oh, yeah, it's true. And go back to the archives. The archives right. will still be up, I'm sure, by then. But no, you know, I don't get to talk quite as much as I used to. I mean, in that I don't get to babble. And there's a show on Jackalope Radio that I believe airs at 7 p.m. Lost in the Static. Is it 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. on Saturday nights? I cannot remember now. Batman's going to look it up. I believe it's 7 p.m. on Saturday night, Savage Saturday nights, where things are all uncut. And it is 7 o'clock. Thank you. And Lost in the Static with Josh and Scott. I like them quite a bit. They take, you know how you like kind of point counterpoint? You know,
yeah,
it's kind
yeah,
of one of the things that we talk about quite a bit.
Yes.
They pick things and they just talk about it, regardless of whether it's, you know, drugs and alcohol and addiction, or whether it's, you know, I don't know, name some kind of any subject at all. Okay. They will take it. They will talk about it. And quite often they're on opposite sides. Now, whether that's by design or not, I can't really tell you. But these guys, I really like them because they're almost like my offspring in a way.
Yeah.
Or They're like a bodily function of mine that I don't get to do. It doesn't work quite as well as it used to, or maybe not even that. Maybe they're just they're like my sweat, or they're like my leftovers. You know,
that's not very.
But I'm trying to be respectable in that they understand where I'm coming from. I'm sure in that they do what we can't do on this show anymore.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you want to get a little bit of a feel for it, you can listen to Lost in the Static on Saturday nights. I wanted to pimp them because I really do enjoy listening to them. They sound great, and you know, Batman and Todd make them sound great as well. And it's really fun to listen to them because they've got plenty of stories and conversation going on, and then they can be funny all at the same time. And it's not a bore, that's for sure. So there's my pimp.
All right.
And there's other great shows, too, don't get me wrong. And I mentioned a few of them before, but I just wanted to mention Lost in the Static. So one question before we take our first break of the night that I want to ask you, Mr. Afkar.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, on the old show, we would have homosexuality portrayed usually by a character. Okay. We always had to bring the gay person in.
Ah, right.
You know?
Right.
And you would sometimes, you know, whether by design or, you know, maybe just because you really feel this way, be a little afraid of the pretend gay man on the show. But my question to you more than anything
is, it wasn't fear.
It was...
He was over the top, you know?
This is true. This is true.
Part of why I'm around is that I tend to be horrified at things over the top.
Well, I decided... Now, we're going to try to call somebody here a little bit later on in the show. We're going to call a real gay man.
Oh, would you make it sound like we found something in the wild, like Bigfoot or... You know, or
exactly.
The Sasquatch, the Yeti, and gay man.
We found a man that has actually had gay sex.
Well, good.
Actually, I didn't find him. I've known him for a very long time, and I'm looking forward to hopefully reaching him tonight on the phone for maybe a brief story. It'll give me a chance to tell a story about myself, but let it be told by somebody else.
Wow. All right.
So we'll, if we can get a hold of him, we'll definitely talk to him a little bit later. What else was I going to say?
What was the question? Did you ask a question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you comfortable with that? Are you okay with that? Are you okay with a real gay man? I'm sorry. I totally forgot to ask you. I wanted to make sure. Look. Some people are homophobic, Jared. I'm telling you. Some people are homophobic, and I just want to make sure. Batman, are you homophobic?
Do you really think
No.
Do you think I am?
I don't know. No, I really, honestly, I don't think you are. I just thought it would be a good idea to ask you on the air.
I just don't care, really. I mean, as horrible as that might sound, what goes on in your bedroom is kind of up to you.
No, I don't think it sounds horrible. I think I agree with you. I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I mean, I've been friends with this guy for a long time, so, and, you know, I've never had gay sex with him before. I can guarantee that.
Well, if that's the way you wanted to go with it, fine.
But I didn't. Although,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Although, as strange as he is, he may actually try to say that we did, but that's neither here nor there. So we'll hopefully get a hold of him a little bit later. I wanted to mention this too. I didn't get a chance to do this last week. Last week's show was so rushed. I mean, I had a great time talking to David Green. You know, we talked also to some people in Pittsburgh and Green Bay, and that was great. But I forgot too, and I don't necessarily plan to call him right now,
right.
But I came across, and apparently it's pretty well public knowledge, Roger Goodell's phone number. To the NFL.
Mm.
And I've got a lot of things I'd like to say to him, but I don't really have it mapped out. And I want to be careful because if I'm going to call him under the moniker of the Brad Westmar Show, I don't want to be too rude. I mean,
no, he could destroy you in your sleep.
Yeah, oh, I know.
There's a lot of minions and dollars at his command.
I mean, he's got a lot to say.
He does. And the power to make it happen.
I will say, one of the things I do want to say to him is, you know, you're destroying the game of football. And with the way you're doing things, you're never going to stop all these injuries. It's not, you cannot prevent these injuries. The only way to stop these injuries is to stop football. Period. I mean, I hate to say it, but seriously, you're not going to stop it. So why don't you just end the game? Just stop. No more NFL. It's over with.
Oh, kill it. Give everyone the ridiculous Mark Kelso helmet. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Guy had a, I think he had a concussion. He had the super huge helmet that was like twice the size of everyone else. He looked like he played for the Buffalo Bills.
Looked like the Elephant Man.
He looked like he could fit another head in top. But it was like super tall cone head helmet.
I don't remember that. How long ago was that?
That was when the Bills were in the early 90s.
The 90s,
right?
When the Cowboys were kicking their butt in the Super Bowl a couple times. Yeah, okay. All right.
You would have seen those games, I'm thinking.
I probably just, I don't remember it very well, apparently. But I think we could call him sometime, leave him a voicemail, because I'm sure we're not going to get him direct. Right. You know, but we could call him, leave him a voicemail. But I want to have some things mapped out before I do.
They do have some labor negotiations going on, and he's wanting to cram more games into the season and all
And that's one of the reasons why I want to get him called.
Yeah.
Because, you know, God, I mean, they need to get that done, period. I mean, there's just no, and honestly, this is his legacy. I mean, this guy has worked so hard to bring all the cameras to him about all the things he's done to the NFL, and he thinks, of course, they're all good. And this is the one that he's going to be remembered for. I mean, if they strike, if there's a work stoppage, your legacy is poo.
Well, especially when they're raking in so much money. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Precisely. Yeah.
And you know, that's what's the thing that gets me is they always talk about player safety, but if player safety were such a concern, why play so many preseason games? Why tack on two more games of the season? You have these people who are like hurling at each other like missiles. And
Yeah. You know, and I agree with you. I mean, I honestly am not necessarily in favor of the 18-game season. I really don't care either way, but if they don't do it, I'm okay with that. I mean, I really don't care. I just want football next September. You know?
Yeah.
That's what really matters to me. Let's get President Obama's opinion real quick before the break. What do you think about the NFL labor negotiations?
It's getting way too complicated for me.
Figured it probably was. Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's go ahead. Now, see, Batman, before the show started, he felt pretty confident we were not going to take three breaks. I have a fear that what's going to happen is we're going to need four.
Has the gauntlet been thrown down? Do you feel a challenge?
Feel a challenge.
Okay.
I do feel a challenge. We're already going to take break number one.
We'll make it work.
And when we come back, we're going to visit Twitter. We've never talked about Twitter much on the show. I mean, I've mentioned a few things, but we've never talked about it. So let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll do Twitter when we come back. We will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
No one knows when news will happen.
We're getting way back because that thing.
Live police pursuit at this point.
There's another fire breaking out.
But when it does, we're there. And if you advertise with Channel 22 Action News, your advertisements always get on the air.
Let's go live now to Peter Burns in the Action News copter. Peter.
Thank you, Dick. We do have a live police pursuit at this hour. A white Pontiac Grand Am heading south on Bayside Drive at high speed. This pursuit brought to you by Alpine Designs Car Audio. Alpine Designs Car Audio offering the best prices in quality and sound for over 15 years. Now, the vehicle is making its way through the intersection now at 3rd. Oh my God, he's hit a pedestrian. A pedestrian is down. This pedestrian hit, brought to you by Southside Pizza and Deli. For authentic Chicago deep dish pizza and sandwiches, visit Southside Pizza.
Channel 22 Action News, your advertising source for over 30 years.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. I am here with Jared and Batman in the Batcave. Good to be here with you again, Jared.
Likewise.
Got a few things I want to do here, but I'm trying to think of which order to go in. I've got this over here and that, but then I need to talk to Batman. Well, first of all, I sit here and look at this Hulk picture, and I remember to myself, I've got a Hulk picture too, autographed. And I believe it was about 1980, 1981 or so. So, I mean, the Incredible Hulk, I need to get that on DVD. I love the Incredible Hulk.
Did you?
Oh, I love that show. I love that. And I'm going to guess that Batman did too, which is one of the reasons why that picture is in here.
Safe bet.
Yeah, safe bet. You know, real quick, Twitter. Okay, I know that you're opposed to social networking, at least to an extent, when it comes to Facebook and Twitter. And I'm not going to sit here and try to make you do anything you don't want to do, although there will be some plots against you in the near future, I'm sure. But I want to mention that, you know, one of the things I like about Twitter is it really is, it's nothing like Facebook. Facebook is so garbled with crap. And I'm on there. I've got a personal account. I've got the show account, you know, and I like it because I'm hooked, made connections, you know, again, with a bunch of people from high school and college, which is fantastic. But Twitter is great because it's short, it's concise. It can be a entertainment source, and it can also be a news source. You know, I mean, I scroll Twitter and I have all the local news without a problem, without even having to watch the news. You know, Chris Ketz here from KNBC is known probably as the Kansas City tweeter here. And he's got all the news on there all the time. And one of the things that I thought was interesting, I wanted to make mention to you, you might appreciate this. There's a lot of fake accounts and entertainment type accounts on there. There's one guy on there named Lord Voldemort, which I think might be a character from...
I think it's a Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, thank you. And he's always writing smart aleck, you know, comedy type stuff. And then there was also a guy in there when I first got on Twitter named Gary Busey, and he had a picture of Gary Busey. And the guy was really, really funny and said really crude stuff. And I thought, this guy is funny. And I was following him and having a great time watching him and everything. Then come to find out, it wasn't Gary Busey. It was a guy pretending to be Gary Busey by putting a picture up and calling himself Gary Busey, and he got caught. So Twitter basically suspended the account and said, you need to change the name to something resembling the fact that you're a parody of Gary Busey, and you cannot use his picture either. So he went and called him, changed his name, because you can change your name on Twitter, to not Gary Busey.
Aww.
And put a funny little Groucho Marx type glasses and mustache on the profile picture. Funny thing happened, though, folks. When I figured out that wasn't Gary Busey, the guy wasn't so funny anymore.
Well, that's part of the shtick, right?
Yeah. And it just, I stopped following him a couple weeks ago because it's like, it's just not funny anymore to me. So, but overall, I mean, Twitter is great. And there's a lot of people on there that maybe even shouldn't be on there. And I came across this, and I'm very, very intrigued by this. I came across a gal who at one point I told you, Jared, off the show, that I thought it was one of Brett Favre's daughter or one of Brett Favre's sisters.
Right.
Come to find out, Brittany Favre is Brett Favre's daughter.
Awkward.
Awkward is right. Brittany Favre is on Twitter, twitter.com, @Brittany Favre, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. And it just, I immediately started to read these tweets, and I'm just going to go ahead and read a few of them here, but I figured that there's only one way to read these tweets, and I think you're going to agree.
Oh, he's back.
Well, okay. You can go ahead and clap if you want to. Yeah. Yeehaw! There you go. I'm going to read a few of Brittany Favre's tweets here, but I don't want my dueling banjos to be too loud, so here we go. Hey, everybody, I smile every time I look at my sweet husband. Oh. Knowing that he has no idea we'll be going to the Justin Bieber movie.
Oh, that's just evil.
I'm sorry, but it's just too early for a class like behavioral neuroscience.
Ooh.
Thanks for all the congrats. January 26th has always been a great memory for our family. So, yes, I chose this day for our wedding. So, I got married this morning. Today has been pretty dang good. Here's a good twit for you. Jambalaya, aya, aya, aya.
What?
Hey, pimping ain't easy when you gotta borrow your grandma's car for the week.
I bet it's kind of a kick-butt car, though.
Number of times Patrick and I have accidentally set off our alarm in the new house? 4. Oop. That was my head against the microphone.
Ooh, I thought it was your helmet. Yeah.
Bought our first king cake of the Mardi Gras season. Blueberry cream cheese. Stretchy pants. Stretchy pants.
What? Sure, the two go together, right?
Oops, I meant admirable. Second day of classes equals brain drain.
Wow.
I feel like a serious underachiever when I see stuff like this on campus. Bam! Now the meanies can stop following me and I can continue being boring.
What? What?
Hey, everybody. What? This is Brittany Favre, Brett Favre's daughter.
We're not milking anything there, are we?
Not at all. Just fired up the grill and we need some music. One of the best Pandora stations. Life is good. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
Ha, Carly, I'll tell you the deets. Totally housed in a spirit. Your house isn't haunted, you nut job.
What?
SNL was actually funny tonight for the first time in a long time. Nice.
Who is she to? Oh.
Hey, everybody. This is Brittany Favre. Happy for the Packers. Just watched some highlights. Not bad. Not bad at all. Now for a cold beer and relaxation in my haunted house.
Wow. I just picture her with her hands in her pants, kicking back Al Bundy style.
The other guys is hysterical, but not taking my mind off our resident ghost. Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre.
Oh, ghost.
Right. I'm trying to see here. Yeah, see. Taco Bell, fourth meal, single-handedly contributing to excess weight gain in college kids.
Why?
Just stop eating.
This is, you know what? This isn't right without this. Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre. Pardon me while my tweets refresh. I don't want people to think I hate Green Bay. I loved my time there. But come on, rivalries are fun. Congrats to the Pack on a big win. Box wine is about as glassy as marrying your... Oh, wait. Glassy? Box wine is about as glassy as marrying your second cousin because you claim you didn't know. We do a lot of that in Mississippi.
Oh, good God.
Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre. My love is finally back home today, and his birthday is tomorrow. Gonna be a good night.
Oh, how did she spell love?
L-U-V-E. Yeah.
Shocking.
Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre. Overheard at church this morning. Man, we have to be still quiet in church. What? Or say Thomas will come out.
Come out of what?
Church in this freezing weather? I'm from Mississippi. I did not sign up for this. Any prayer requests?
I pray for silence.
Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre. I just watched a video on SIDS making my bed on the floor of Parker's room tonight. So scary and so sad. Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre. DVR is becoming a second job for me.
Oh.
Why am I so overzealous about recording TV? I have become the jokes that I used to make.
Oh, I don't know about the used to part, but you're half right, sister.
Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Favre. I feel fine, but my kicks are sick.
Kicks with an X, right?
I can't do this anymore.
No,
my voice
please
is going.
Stop.
No,
it's a sign.
I'm sorry.
Oh, see, okay. And this is exactly why I'm against.
But okay. But seriously, that is like the epitome of bad, and it's only bad because A, it's Brett Favre's daughter, and B, we're doing a parody of her. You know, I mean, it sounds stupid.
It's bad anyway, though. I mean, who cares? I mean, it's just so narcissistic.
Okay, you're right, and that's the other problem. The difference between Facebook and Twitter is if you do Twitter right, Twitter is not a narcissistic thing, okay?
Right.
Twitter is supposed to be entertaining and informative, and Facebook is narcissistic, okay? And when I saw a tweet one time where somebody said that my Facebook status updates are like my leftovers from Twitter, meaning basically anything that's kind of just boring about myself, I put on Facebook. But on Twitter, you think about what you're going to say.
If it's done right.
If it's done right.
But for every person doing it right, there are 1,000 jackasses doing it wrong.
You're right. It's no different than what I was talking about last week with the weather and people, okay? There's going to be a certain type of person out there that is going to do it wrong. They're always looking for a way to not have to go to work. Then there's people, you know, like you that can work from home and legitimately do it. There's people like me who say, you know what, it's my job to go to work. I'm going to work unless I'm told not to. And it's the same thing with Twitter. There are some that ruin it for others, unfortunately. But the great thing about it is, Jared, on Twitter, you don't have to follow those people. You don't have to read their stupid stuff. You get to choose what stuff you're reading.
Unless you're in the studio having it read to you, in which case I had no choice about having to hear that abortion.
Go on. You enjoyed it. Abortion. Ooh. Shame on you. Ooh. After talking about SIDS and you bring up abortion. For shame.
So scary. So scary.
All right. I'll tell you what. I know Batman said we weren't going to take 3 breaks. But I'm telling you right now, we need to take another break. And when we come back, hopefully we're going to talk to our gay friend, my gay friend, who's soon to be your gay friend.
Hey, you know, I've only got room for so many friends, but I'm listening.
He might teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves. Oh, that's Chris Hansen. I'm sorry. Never mind.
Would you like to have sex with me?
Let's go ahead and take the break. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
We live in a society of road rage, inconsiderate cell phone users, and loud toddlers in movie theaters. Is it any wonder that once in a while we give in to anger and aggression? But there's a problem with that, you see, because when aggression gets into your head, it starts tearing up your brain. And then before you know it, you can't think anymore because of all the aggression running around your torn up brain. Someone's going to have to... Can we can the freaking elevator music already? Someone's going to have to step up to the plate and knock aggression back into the freaking Stone Age where it belongs. Hi, this is George Kaliotis from CD101. Join me, won't you, in kicking the out of aggression. Paid for by the Council to Kick the Out of Aggression, Ike Turner President. For more details, visit youraindelblebastard.com.
It's on like Donkey Kong. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Boy, I'm sorry about not coming in any sooner than that, but we had a little bit of a difficulty. We were getting my good buddy on the phone, and I know this is going to pain Batman, but Batman, because we're on the phone right now, I hate it. We got a pan down on Iron Maiden, and we need to get over here to the phone. We'll pick him up next time. I'm sorry. We'll pick up Iron Maiden next time. I'm very, very sorry. On the phone with us here, my very good friend, since 1991, somewhere in the neck of the woods, my friend Gay Ken. Gay Ken, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good. I have not talked to you in a long, long, long time.
I know, and it's so funny to realize we're 20 minutes apart.
That's true, and that most of that's my fault because you have tried to get together with me, and I. Hey, look, man, having a child it takes a little bit out of you, you know.
You make tons of money. Hire a nanny.
See. This is, by the way, Ken, I should tell you, because I know you've got a filthy trap. We do have to watch what we say on the air, okay?
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
Okay. But it is great to make contact with you again. By the way, Ken, say hello to my co-host, Jared.
Hey, Jared.
Hello, sir.
And I prefaced before we called you, I asked Jared if he was frightened of gay people. He said he wasn't.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
I
worked in publishing. It's not like...
That's true.
I mean, come on, man.
That's true.
You make it sound like I live in a cave.
No, but you're right. And I didn't want to point the finger at you because
you're
I will say this.
A lot at
the
me.
Coolest thing about Ken is that we were such good friends in college. And seriously, I wouldn't know half the stuff I know about men and the alternative lifestyle were it not for you, Ken. Am I right?
That's true.
I mean, it really is. It really, really is. And I don't even know where to begin with you. I mean, you know, I don't know. Tell people something about me that you remember from me. It was a long time ago. I mean, it's 20 years ago. What are your fondest and least fondest memories of me from back then?
Oh, let's see. Oh, we just had to bring the poor child into the 21st century. That was, you know, it wasn't his fault. He was out in the middle of nowhere.
That's true. That's true. What about my birthday? You remember that?
Oh God, that was so funny. It was the only decent restaurant in that town.
I do remember that. What was that place called?
Oh God, what was the name of that place?
I cannot remember. I cannot remember for the life of me.
Fireside Lounge or something
like that.
Or the Woodside or
I think crazy. Something like that. Yeah. And then what do we do after that? Because honestly, I don't remember a whole lot about that night.
Yeah, you probably don't because that was your 21st birthday. You hadn't drank a significant amount, except with me.
Probably true.
And let's see, we just had your steak dinner ordered. You didn't know what to drink, and you didn't want anything heavy, so we got you Brady the Alexanders, which are possibly the foofiest drinks in the world.
That's right.
It's a good intro to alcohol.
Yeah.
And we brought him back to my house, and I probably kept pouring drinks down your throat because I think you slept on my couch that night.
Did I sleep on your couch that night?
I think so. Either that or we walked you back.
I think you might have walked me back. Well, the only memory that I have of that night, because I had forgotten about dinner and everything, was we're in Sioux City, and we're at, I believe it was called Club 201 at the time, and the nightclub. And that was when I was getting pretty lit, and Ken decided that I needed his favorite drink, because Ken was not a drinker at that time, but he had partaken quite a bit in the past, and I believe Wild Turkey was the drink that you made me drink at the club. But weren't you a Wild Turkey fan or something like that?
No, because Larry Reif was with us.
That's right, our good friend Larry. That's right.
Because Larry was a Wild Turkey drinker.
It was Larry who was the Wild Turkey drinker. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Diane probably bought you beer.
And that could be. That could be. It was a very, very long night. It was a very, very long night.
It was.
It was. But that was the cool thing about Ken. Ken would... You know, Ken knew I was straight, and I knew where Ken stood, and Ken would only make a pass at me about 3 or 4 times a night. So, I mean, he knew that...
And he knew you, and he was still doing this?
Yeah, it was all in good fun. I mean, that's just kind of just joking around, right, Ken?
That's right.
It's...
No, convert the farm boy.
And that's the funniest part about gay men, I think, anyway, is if you're in public with Ken, for example, and you're hanging out and somebody walks by, even if he is the most masculine looking guy in the world, Ken will go, "Fag, won't you?"
Hey, it's my job.
They got gaydar. They got the best gaydar in the world. It's true. It's true. Now, what we're going to do, Ken, is we're going to have you be our gay correspondent, okay?
Hey, now, it works for me.
Are there any gay parades or anything in Kansas City?
Oh, every June.
Is there really?
Yeah, usually the first weekend.
Awesome. What we're going to do is we're going to get you a recorder, At the very least, if I don't go with you, we're going to get you a recorder so you can go out and ask particular questions to all the wonderful people of the alternative lifestyle at the gay parade. If I don't go with you, which I may go with you, depending upon when it is and everything, okay?
Oh, that works for me.
It'd be fun. We'll get you in studio sometime as well, since I haven't seen you now in forever, so.
Yeah, it seems like studio time's the best time since, you know, you have wife, kid, house.
It's true.
Snow to shovel, lawns to mow.
That's right. That's exactly right. So did you make it to work today, by the way? Did you get out?
Actually stayed at one of my coworkers' house yesterday. I didn't even try to leave work. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Because my roads into my town were closed.
You got to. Small town.
Semi overturned on the road and...
Yeah.
Spilled toxic chemicals and
yeah. You know what? Yeah, so. One more thing that I remember about you before we let you go that it was after I graduated from college. By the way, do you remember my? There's a story we need to tell sometime when you're in studio. The story about my first wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, and do you remember?
Oh, our lovely trip to Des Moines.
Yeah, it was actually to
wherever it was.
It was Ames, I think it was. Yeah. Yeah,
it was Ames.
Yeah, we'll talk about that story sometime, but it was around the time that I graduated and her and I were together, and maybe it was even when we were split up. You were going through some rough patches, and God damn if you didn't call me like every night at 3 o'clock in the morning with some kind of an issue. Do you remember that?
I do.
I mean, it was like the phone would ring and it'd be like, son of a bitch, Ken. Because you knew it was Ken. Nobody else calls you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
You know?
Because I'm a night owl.
You are a night owl.
Anymore, I'm not. That God.
No, you know. And the other thing I remember about Ken very well was the pink curtains.
Yeah, I don't have those anymore.
You don't have
them. They finally went to the great recycling center in the sky.
That's great. That's great. Well, Ken, we're going to cut you off here for now so we can get on to some other things, but I just wanted to make an introduction. Is it okay if I call you Gay Ken on the show? Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine.
See, this is what I love about the guy.
Outstanding.
He's still the guy I remember, and I wanted to make sure that he was and make sure that it was. Do you still smoke like a chimney, too?
What do you think I'm doing right this minute?
That's what I figured. That's what I figured. Well, Ken, it was great to talk to you. I'm going to let you go, and I will be in touch very soon. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, buddy.
Anytime. Talk to you later.
All right, Ken. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was my buddy, Big Ken. Big Gay Ken. Actually, he's not big. He's not big at all. He's actually a very small guy. And
like leprechaun small, or?
No, I shouldn't say very small, but I mean compared to me. And that was one thing he didn't mention. He was actually very polite, was how large I was back then. I mean, I was a big guy. I was 280, 290, and I was.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was a big guy. But no, he was a super guy, and he still is. We spent a lot of time, you know, at one point, it's like I got too much Ken in my life. And then when I found out I was moving to Kansas City about 14 years ago, it was like, I wonder if Ken's still there. And then, again, I was here 14 years before we made contact. But
wow.
Yeah, super guy, super guy.
That's stellar.
I don't even know where to go from there except saying, you know what I think we're going to do? Let's go ahead and make a jump. Instead of taking a third break, which, by the way, Batman, you got things squared away when we need to take a third break? Good, good. Let's go ahead and make a jump, instead of taking a break here, into our gripes of the week.
Ooh, all right.
You okay with that?
Sure.
Are you okay with starting tonight? Or do I need to start this time? I think I better start, because last time you did start and...
You go ahead.
I'll go. But first, we got to have the intro, so let's do it.
Wesmar and Afkar are filled to the brim with anger.
I still hate people.
Annoying nasally voice.
No.
Oh, I was about to burst a blood vessel.
You know what really bothers me about this? There's too much Todd Sheets on Jackalope Radio already, in my opinion. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Turkey, tightly wound.
Yeah.
Mean.
Yeah.
Taskmaster.
Yeah.
And to maintain their sanity, we present Gripes of the Week.
Just occurred to me while we were playing that sounder that I totally forgot to play Ken's theme music that I picked out for him, and so next time we get him on the horn.
Guy.
I know. What did you just awe?
I did awe.
Oh my God.
I think it was warranted there though.
Oh, shame
you
on you.
Some love.
Yeah. Anyway, but we're not into that now, but next time we'll play that. Aw.
You did it.
All right. Let's go ahead and do the music here. All right, here's the deal. I want to talk tonight a little bit about TV. I can admit that I am a fan, and still am a fan, even though not near as good as it was, of the Real World MTV. MTV was the first to ever do reality TV. They were the first. And honestly, when it first came out, it was good. I mean, because it really was real. And now all reality TV has gotten so bad. Not only has all TV gotten bad, which I've become a lot more in tune with how bad it really is. I mean, I spend more time watching Buck Rogers from 1979 than I do watching regular TV. I love that. We're going to talk more about that show sometime. But my biggest problem is I still try to give certain reality shows a try. And I won't even talk about how bad The Real World is now or that new one they've got on there. It's called Skin, I believe, which I haven't even seen yet. But one of the shows that came out a couple of years ago that I thought, maybe it was even last year, that I thought was really, really good, was going to be really, really good, was Undercover Boss, because I'm a big fan of business. I mean, I'm a business kind of guy. I like to get within a company to see the inner workings of it. It's why I like The Apprentice, for example.
I was going to ask if you like that.
I love The Apprentice. Okay. And really, I was really excited that they didn't do The Celebrity Apprentice this year because I liked The Real Deal, but it was a little bit watered down. But I still like to watch it because I like to think about what I would do if I was in those situations. Undercover Boss, I thought, this is great. I'm going to get to see what's going on within these companies, and it's going to be the real deal. It's so faked. And every one of these reality shows now on network TV has to take it and turn it into some kind of a sensitive feeling thing where they do the same thing with the Home Improvement show, whatever it's called. And I don't want to feel good when I watch reality TV. I want to see reality. And this Undercover Boss show had so much potential, but every time you watch it, it's, I got a tear in my eye because such and such couldn't go to college, or because such and such has 14 kids because she couldn't keep her legs together, and now she can't make any money and can't afford the kids and all these. It's all this said, and at the end of the show, we're going to give you a whole boatload of money, and we're going to give you an education, and we're going to raise you up to the top of the ranks. Well, that doesn't make me feel good either, because they got something for nothing. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see that kind of stuff. I want to see the reality of the crap that's going on behind the door, closed doors, at DirecTV or at Mr. Donut or whatever it might be.
Right.
So I'm very, very disappointed in TV in general and reality TV, of course, as well. So that's kind of where I'm at. Understood? Do you agree?
Oh, thoroughly. In fact, I might just piggyback onto yours because...
Sure, you want to go ahead and start?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I mean, because on a very similar note, my wife and I have very incompatible television tastes. I can't, there's no word to explain the expansive gulf between what she watches and what I'll watch. And she likes watching the reality crap. Now, I don't know, she hasn't sunk too low, although the Real Housewives do make an occasional appearance, which just inspires murderous rage. And for me... I can't even be in the same room when some of these shows are on because I feel like these people are such jackasses where they try to... They're just attention whore-ish. And I feel as though we're rewarding them by spending time giving them exactly what they want.
I agree.
And I cannot do it. And there are a couple that leap out to mind. I can't stand the family from Arkansas that has a zillion kids. You know, what is it, 18, 19 and counting? Like, the miracle there is that they could freaking count to 19 in the first place.
Yes.
Bunch of Arkansan inbreds cranking out kids, and this is noteworthy. This is remarkable. The fact that they're just bumping out kids like chiclets, that's just great. Mother Pez dispenser there. So we're supposed to praise her for that crap, and then conversely, you also have the dumb Jersey Mook cake boss guy who just I cannot stand that tool, and I gotta say. The wellspring of suck is New Jersey, and his accent and the fact that every cake is freaking awesome, and he just has to say the word awesome over and over again.
Yeah.
And we're going to show each week how wacky and contrived we are. Look at how crazy this zany Italian heritage bakery is, and we're going to do something. We're going to cook a naughty cake, and then prudish Ma is going to come in and throw a fit. It just, you can just see through. You know they're pawning it out. And it wouldn't bother me quite as much if there weren't already a reality cake show on Food Network, Ace of Cakes, whose show is much better, even though I don't necessarily like that show. That at least you get the feeling they're a little more genuine.
Yeah.
As opposed to this dumb mook just kind of, you know, milking it. I just want to. I just want to crack him in the face.
I understand.
I cannot stand that guy.
You know, my wife watches Cake Boss too. I think, or at least she was at one point or another.
Oh, breaker of it! We need a support group, and we need to find a way to get our respective spouses to kick the bad TV habit.
Probably not bad. I mean, it's a good idea. And the one, you know, you talk about having incompatible tastes, and my wife and I don't watch a whole lot of TV together right now either. And she really gets on my case when I start to badmouth Oprah. And I guess one of the reasons, it's not that my wife loves Oprah, it's just that the answer back from her is, why do you care? What's the big deal? What do you have against her? Well, because she loves herself a little bit too much.
Well, and she's everywhere. You cannot escape her.
I'm Oprah! I mean, that's, everything
you,
is...
You do know she knows about this right now, and there is an army of people slashing your tires in the parking lot as we speak.
She's over at Arby's right now. Oh man, but no, seriously, I'm with you on the TV thing, and let's be honest too, I mean, we both have some things which I was hoping you might bring it up, but I'm not going to bring it up tonight because I made fun of you a little bit too much last week. But there are both shows that we both watch that we're probably not proud of.
We all have guilty pleasures, but when your entire lexicon of TV show watching involves all guilty pleasures, you know, mix in something. I don't care whether it's Masterpiece Theater, is that even on anymore? Something,
it might be.
Baseball Tonight, whatever. You know, do something that's not all, if it's 100% crap, it's not a guilty pleasure. You got a problem.
I agree. I would agree with that. And so, I mean, we want people to know that we're not trying to say we only watch good TV.
No,
and,
it's the same with music, you know?
True.
There are bands I'm embarrassed to admit I like, but I still like them, and I'm sure you probably have a few as well.
Oh, I do have a few, that is for sure.
But when they're all in that category, then that's
a bad thing.
Yeah.
I would agree.
And when you live with that, then that's even worse.
True. We're going to do something after the next break that I have struggled with trying to figure out for sure how to do it. And I know I've talked to you quite a bit about it, and I don't know if I've talked to Batman much about it, but I want to call a hotel, and I want to talk to them about a special guest that we have coming into town. Now, technically, on the radio, I mean, technically, we're not supposed to put these people on the air without letting them know that they're on the air. You might have noticed last week on the show when we called Green Bay and Pittsburgh, I mentioned to them that we're on the air. And
right, right.
Well, I don't want to prank call these people. It's not really a prank call anyway. I'm kind of wondering if maybe the best way for me to do this is to do it. Here's the thing. We'll blow the entire, what I'm trying to tell people is we're going to blow the entire thing if I tell them they're on the air before we call them. So if I maybe just call them on a cell phone, still on the mic, but you won't be able to hear the other end of the conversation very well. But every once in a while, I might kind of push it up to the mic so you can tell that there actually is somebody there and that I am talking to somebody, because I don't want to do it wrong. I don't want them to hear us on a speakerphone. There's rumor that sometimes you can kind of tell, you know, that we're on a speakerphone sometimes. So I made a decision that although it might not be the most entertaining way, I think that the listeners will get the gist of what we're trying to do. Do you know what I'm trying to do? You see what I'm saying?
Let's just consider it an experiment.
Yeah.
And we're just inviting all the listeners to kind of come along with us and try this out.
That is why you are known as...
We're about to launch an anvil.
Thank you so much for that. You put it in the perfect terms. So let's go ahead and take a break real quick. And when we come back, we'll go ahead and make this call to... By the way, before you go to the break, the hotel we're going to call, at least the first one we're going to call... I was doing a skim of some of the hotels in the area, and I made sure that the first one on my list... was the one with the worst ratings. Just so we can call a hotel that sucks. So,
poor people.
Allegedly sucks anyway. So, Batman, if you will, let's go ahead and take the break. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
You're a new millennium woman. You know, tight.
Yeah.
Feels right.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Excuse me. Pardon me, miss. I just have to know, are those camel toe jeans you're wearing?
Why, yes. These are camel toes.
I thought so.
Ladies, get in the groove and display it proudly. Wearing camel toe jeans. Only camel toe jeans have the patented memory wedge crotch panel that literally lifts and separates, giving you up to 12 hours of snug support. Not to mention, attention.
baby! Nice camel toe!
Yeah, show off that vertical smile, honey!
Yeah!
So stride with pride in your camel toes.
More, more, more.
And spread the word.
More, more.
Camel toe more, jeans are always more, right up more, your alley.
Ah, oh, yeah, right there.
Coming soon, camel toe wedgie walk shorts and floss crack swimwear. Another friggin' product from friggin' industries.
Beware of imposters. This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show with Jared and Batman. By the way, the number real quick again to give to you to leave messages for us that we may or may not play back on the air, 310-928-7857. Again, if you'd like to leave the Brad Westmar Show a voicemail message, 310-928-7857. Do that, and my understanding is that it may give Batman a little bit more work to do because he doesn't have enough to do. No? Good. You can play him back right there on the computer then? That'd be great. Perfect, because that's the way I was hoping it was going to work. So, okay, so we're going to do this call here in a second, and I'm going to do it here on my cell phone. So, Jared, we agree we're going to have the listeners help us out. Let us know if this works okay.
Yes.
I think it will. I think it will. We'll see. While I'm at it here, let me get my phone out. I had a couple of other things I wanted to play on here that I've been working on for a while. I've got these great sound effects that I can't get off of the phone. So I can only play them on the phone. A couple of them I actually do have off the phone and on the computer over here, but takes a second to boot up real quick. Let's see what we got here.
Wakey, wakey.
Let me see here. We got a little drums. We got, let's see, we got, comes out pretty loud.
Do you trot those out in meetings? Are you the wacky sound guy?
I should, yeah. Explosion. This one's my favorite. Jared had a hard, hard time dealing with the news. But when he woke up, he felt refreshed and clean-shaven. Okay.
yes. Email them to yourself.
What was that?
Email them to yourself.
I can't. It's on an app, unfortunately, and they make it so you can't get it off the app for some reason. Now, this is one of our favorites from the old show. Cricket sounder. Play that a lot. We got bad production.
A lot of angry people in that phone.
Here's a trombone that I actually already have. I do have. All right. So
you're
anyway,
a tromboner?
Yeah. Yeah. Big, fat, hairy one. All right. I'm going to make this call. We're going to call this hotel real quick, and I'm going to call them off the air. Well, on the air, but off the air.
Half off.
Half off. Exactly. Bear with me here. I'm dialing the number. I'm going to call the Homestead Inn and Suites, I do believe is what it's called. All right, there we go. Press 0. Oh, now I got to go back to the number pad. Okay, there we go. All right, here we go. Hi, Ashley. Do you have a second? I've got a few questions I need to ask you about accessibility and whatnot. I've got a special kind of a business guest coming into town, and he has some kind of strange needs. He's got some things that are strange. This is going to sound really weird, but he sometimes dresses up like in a Batman outfit, and he thinks he's Batman. So he's a little bit goofy in that regard. But I'm serious. I mean, he really does this, and do you think that would be a problem? I mean, are you at the hotel here in Kansas City? Are you not like a corporate office or anything? Are you? Okay. Okay. I mean, do you think that would be a problem? Okay. Okay. I was hoping you'd say that. I mean, I don't think he'd disturb anybody. I mean, people may look at him a little strange, I guess, but, he's kind of a night owl though too, but I don't think he'd be like, you know, waking anybody up at night. But how does housekeeping work? I mean, if he's sleeping during the day, I mean, he'd never get his room cleaned, would he? Okay. All right. That might be nice. Okay. Okay. Now, let's see here. I'm trying to think. What is your policy like on credit cards? For example, like again, because he's a little loopy, he, and I use that term loosely, I really like him, don't get me wrong, but he likes to go under kind of a moniker. I mean, his real name, you know, isn't Bruce Wayne, but he likes to tell people that it's Bruce Wayne because he thinks he's Batman. You see what I'm saying? So is it okay that he actually is listed as Bruce Wayne on the hotel thing, but his credit card will actually have his real name? You know what I'm saying? Sure. I just got put on hold. I don't know why.
Well, you probably asked some pretty complicated questions. They're going to have to consult the manual.
I suppose I better hang up. What's the matter, Batman? Didn't you like that?
You're a turdhead. Let me ask you, why the hell didn't you pick a vampire or something? Why you got to pick on Batman?
Well, I'll do it next time. We'll do it again sometime.
You should have it. You know what? You should say the guy thinks he's a werewolf, and he has to chain himself in the hotel at night.
Speaking of werewolves, I just saw Ginger Snaps. I liked that movie.
Great movie.
That was a great movie. No, you know, she was going along with it, I thought. I mean, she seemed like she was going along with it.
It sounded, from what I could pick up, I mean, she was initially skeptical, but...
Did I sell it pretty well?
Frightening.
Good.
Frightening, man.
Good. Next time we might ask, because she said that they never had anyone do that before, right?
Right.
You might ask what the weirdest thing they've had to put up with was, you know, just out of curiosity, because I bet...
That's probably a good idea.
But just to get them to open up, because I guarantee you they've seen some freaky stuff.
Well, because she seemed to really be on, you know, she... Like I said, she seemed to be buying it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think it was that shocking.
Good. See, exactly. But in all reality, can you imagine some guy running around in a hotel room at night in a Batman outfit? I mean, seriously.
I'm sure they've seen worse.
They probably have seen worse.
If you have ultraviolet light, you probably see worse on the ceiling.
I had a lot of things, other things I wanted to ask her, but I kind of lost her there, and I was going to...
We'll share. What were some of the other questions?
Well, I was gonna tell her that he actually signs his credit card, Bruce Wayne. But, okay. You know, even though it's not really his name on the credit card, and, you know, I know that I've disturbed Batman. And I'm sorry, Batman. It wasn't a dig against you. You know I love Batman. You know I love Batman. I haven't seen The Dark Knight yet.
What the hell? Where have you been hiding?
I've got it on DVR. I'm going to watch it.
Jeez.
Now. I'm sorry. I've been behind the time. So I guess it's time to close the show. They're playing our song.
Our song?
Our song. No.
Wow.
Your song is the awesome.
Hey, it's been 2 weeks. I'm entitled to one.
Yes, I understand. We got to wrap this thing up. Jared, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here, my man.
Yes, well, thank you, Brad.
Batman, always thank you. I'm Brad Westmar for the Brad Westmar Show. We will see you in Tulsa next time. Good night.